So let's review. Our shir began with Reb Nosson, Amatraxin, Lo Hechriya Bei Chachamim, Ike Lefnim, Ike Lechutz. Reb Nosson explains that the Chacham cannot determine the status of the Amatraxin, the one Amma thick wall that served as the partition between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, whether it was considered part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim or part of the Heichal. Ravina asks, if the doubt of the Chacham was whether the physical wall was included in the 20 Amas of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, leaving only 19 Amas for the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself, or whether it was included in the 40 Amas of the Heichal, leaving only 39 Amas for the actual Heichal. However, the Gemara proves from Mishnayos and Masechtas Midas that all the given dimensions of the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim were for the inside space and did not include the walls at all. The thickness of the walls are generally given separately. Rather, the question was whether this one Amma wall, which stood between the 40 Amas of the Heichal and the 20 Amas of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, held the Kedusha of the inner sanctum of the Kodesh HaKadoshim or the Kedusha of the Eider Heichal. This is based on a question of Yosi Ish Hutzal, of how to interpret the Pasuk in Malachim. The Pasuk says, V'dvir beis toich habayis mipnima heichin lesitein sham esarin bris Hashem. The Dvir is referring to the Amatraxin. Yosi Ish Hutzal wonders where to put the comma in this Pasuk. Do we read the Pasuk, V'dvir betoich habayis, the wall is part of a heichal, mipnima heichin lesitein sham esarin bris Hashem, and mipnima, inside of the Dvir, is where the Arin stood, which means that the inside of the wall is where the extra Kedusha of the Kodesh Kodeshim begins. Or, v'dvir b'teich habayis mipnima, that the Dvir was part of the inner sanctum, and the wall itself has the Kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim where the Aron was placed. Similarly, the Gemara cites the following braisa. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, chomish mikrois b'teira ein lehen hechra. There are five psukim in the Torah which can be interpreted two ways based on a specific word which can be read with the beginning or end of the pasuk. Seis. After Cain saw that the carbon of Hevel was accepted and his was not, Hashem said to him, Halo im tetiv seis, vim loy setiv lapesach chatas revitz, which could mean, Halo im setiv seis, if you mend your ways you will be forgiven, or could mean, seis vim loy setiv lapesach chatas revitz, if you will not mend your ways, seis, you will carry your sin and be punished for it. Mishukadim. Where the pasuk says by the menorah, uve menorah arba givim ushukadim kaftere ufrachah, which could mean, uve menorah arba givim ushukadim, that the four givim were mushukadim designed with pictures of almonds, or could mean, mishukadim kaftere ufrachah, that the kafterim and prachim were mushukadim. Machar. By the battle of Yeshua with Amalek, the pasuk says, v'yemim Moshe el Yeshua, tzi v'hilochim ba'amalek machar, Anoichi nitzav al reish hagiva, which could either mean, tzi v'hilochem amalek macher, go into battle with Amalek tomorrow, and I will simultaneously go up and daven for your success, or, macher anoichi nitzav al reish hagiva, wage war with Amalek now, and tomorrow I will ascend the mountain and engage in prayer that you should succeed. Rashi adds, and today there is no need for tefillah. Or, by the brachas of Yaakov Avinu, he said to Shimon and Levi, Ki ba'apam hargu ish uvitzoinim ikrushar, or apam ki az. The question again is where to put a break in the sentence, which could either mean uvitzoinim ikrushar or the uprooted an axe of the accursed one referring to Shechem, or ar apam, their anger is accursed. Become. When Moshe Rabbeinu was ready to leave the world, Hashem told him, V'yomer Hashem al Moshe, Hincho sheche v'mavesecha v'komo am hazeh v'zana achre elei hei necha ha'aretz, which could mean, Hincha Sheikhiv imavasecha become, you will pass away now, but you will rise up again in Trias HaMesim, or become Ho'amazev Zana Achri Alehei Necher Ha'aretz. After your passing, the nation will Chas Hashem rise up and follow an improper path. Our next Mishnah continues to describe the path of the Kohen Gadol as he walked in between the two curtains and then into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Zok the Mishnah. The outer curtain was folded over at the southern side, and that was where the Kohen Gadol first entered. He walked in between the two curtains to the northern side of the Heichal and entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim there, turning back to the south. He would walk with his left towards the Pareches until he got to the Aron. Higila Aaron, Noisnes a Machta bein Shnei Habadim, where he would place the Machta on the floor of the Kodesh HaKodeshim between the two poles of the Aaron. Tzavres HaGeteris Agabi Gechalim, V'nesmala Kolabayis Kulei Oshin. The Kangula then poured the Keteris over the coals, and the entire Kodesh HaKodeshim became full of smoke. Yatza Uvolei B'derech K'nisase. The Kangula does not turn around to leave. Rather, Ketalmet HaNifte Mirabai. He retreats backwards out of the Kodesh HaKodeshim the same way he entered, as a Talmud taking leave of his Rebbe. Umispal Tefillah Ketzara B'Bayis Achitzin. And the Heichel, the Kohen Gadol, utters a short prayer for all of Klal Yisrael. V'lohoye Marech B'Tfilasei. Shaloi L'Havas Es Yisrael. He would not daven too long so as not to frighten the peoples outside. The Gemara asks, which Mikdash is the Mishnah referring to? B'Mikdash Rishon Mihava Pareches? El B'Mikdash Sheni Mihava Aron? In the first Beis HaMikdash, there was no Pareches. And the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Aaron. As the Braisa relates that Yeshayahu HaMelech hid five items for posterity, lest they be captured by the enemy during the Churban and ensuing Galus, which he foresaw. Mishanignez Aaron, he hid the Holy Ark. Nignez Zimayi Tzintzendes HaMan, the container of Man. Tzleich Hashem HaMishcha, the flask of anointing oil. Umakle Shal Aaron Ushkadeo Frechau, the staff of Aaron HaKadosh. And the gift box sent by the Plishtim as a gift to Hashem. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that our Mishnah is referring to the era of the second Beis HaMikdash, when the Aron HaKodesh was no longer present. When the Mishnah says he reached the Aron, it means the place of the Aron. It means the area of between the Badim. The Gemara next explains that the pouring of the Keteris over the Gacholim was done, Penima Shehichutzalai. He began further in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, which is further away from him, and then brought his hands back toward himself. Rather than Chutza Shepenimalai, closer to the outside, which is closer to him, and extend his hands away from himself, because with the second method, he would get burned from the rising smoke of the Keteris.